Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today here at Hashtag Christian Straight Talk, straight out of the barrel of truth. You are joining Simon Pinchback and myself, Reverend Ben Cooper. We thank you so much for all through lockdown, for the podcast, the downloads that you've been doing on Spotify, iHeartRadio and all the others. You are listening to us here at Hashtag Christian Straight Talk, the courage to overcome today. God bless you wherever you may be, in Jesus' name, amen. Simon.
Yeah, it's great to be back again, and great to be getting some truth down the mics, Ben, isn't it?
Truth.
Yeah.
Interesting word.
We're in a world where we don't know the truth half the time, do we? We don't know what people are telling us. It can be one thing one day, another thing another day. But, you know, the truth for the word of God is in the Bible, and that's what we're coming to you for you, Hashtag Christian Straight Talk, straight down the barrel of truth with the Bible tucked firmly under our armpits, Ben. And yeah, today is the courage to overcome.
Overcome. There's a big word. Overcomers. The Bible tells us very clearly that we are overcomers because of by the power of the word of their testimony in the book of Revelation, and by the power of the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
We are overcomers. Wow. You know?
We are overcomers. But to many people find that difficult to achieve, Ben, don't they? So, you know, you might be sitting out there, and many things in life you have to overcome. So there might be problems, there may be situations, there may be recurring fears. Many people have certain stumbling blocks in their life where they go up time and time again. They just can't get through it. And I heard it mentioned some time ago, and I like the adage that it's like a paper wall in front of us, Ben. The wall is made of paper, but look at it, it is like a brick wall. So it's got painted bricks on it, and it, written on that wall is all the stuff that is maybe procrastination, fear.
Everything.
Everything's on that wall that's stopping you from being the man or woman that God made you to be, stopping you from overcoming this stuff. And time and time again, you go up to it and just can't do it. I can't get over that hurdle. I can't get through that. But we're here today to tell you that, you know, when you are with Christ, when you are moving with the Lord, then you can move through that paper wall, and as you move through it, it will just disintegrate. And these are not just words coming out of our mouths.
No.
They're words coming out of the Word of God. So, and Jesus himself said this, Ben, in John, in the book of John, and scripture, verse 16, verse 33, he said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. So in me, in Christ, you have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. In the world, you will have trouble."
Yeah.
But he says this, Ben. He said, "But be of good cheer. Be of good courage, because I have overcome the world."
Amen. Amen. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." We are born again. We are spirit-filled. We did not choose him. He chose us. He has saved us. He has set us free. So what Simon has brought to the mics this afternoon or this morning, wherever you may be listening to this, the courage to overcome. You are already an overcomer. He says very clearly in the Word of God, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world."
Yeah, that's in 1 John 2, Ben. Yeah, 1 John 4:4.
We've done it. We've already done it before we've even seen what lies ahead of us, because he has already made a way. The steps of a good person are ordained by the Lord. So our pathway, our life's pathway, is already carved out. There may be some decisions that may be wrong decisions, but he will catch us if he was about to fall. And I love this text that I've got in front of me here, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." Wow. "But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Do you know what? We can overcome temptation. You can overcome addiction. You can overcome the temptations of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, pornography. We can do this. because he will give us a way out. He will not allow anything that is more greater than we can bear. He does take us to the wire, and I will change the word wire. He will take us to the brink, as he did with the Levitical priesthood in the book of Joshua. Go and stand. You know, sometimes we need to stand in certain situations for us to really see the power of God, because he will deliver you. You are more than a conqueror through him. You know, the book of Romans, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can overcome. You will overcome. In the book of Revelations, it says they were overcomers because by the word of their testimony.
Well, Romans tells us clearly that do not be overcome by evil, but be overcome evil by good.
Good.
Didn't it? So, and you was in 1 Corinthians, and 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, but thanks to be the God who gives us the victory. Gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when, if you're in that situation, if you're a born-again believer and you're in that situation, you think, I just can't get over this. You know, this is in front of me. Maybe it's you've got paperwork all around you. Things just getting on top of you.
I've got Jericho's in front of me. I've got Goliath's in front of me. I've got River Jordan's in front of me. I've got Pharaoh in front of me. As Simon's saying, we've got all this stuff in front of us, but we are overcomers. What happened to Goliath? He fell. What happened to the walls of Jericho? They fell. What happened to the seas? They parted. When you walk with God, no matter how you feel within your feelings, God is a waymaker.
Listen, this is such an encouraging talk today, Ben, because it's all about encouragement. It's all about encouraging you not to use Christ as a genie in a bottle, but for him to be part of your life. And when you're living in Christ, as it says in Galatians, it's not I that live, but Christ who lives in me.
Oh, I love that, Simon.
When he's in you
and
you're in him, then you are more than a conqueror.
Goodness gracious.
And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you.
Already. So before existence began, the scripture makes it very, very clear. He said, before the creation of the world, I formed you and I knew you. And another place in the New Testament, he says, I knew you before time existed. I see your physical being. Man, if I really grab the text of creation is a very important part of a believer's understanding and walk with God, because when I get creation, it is a foundation for everything else. So he created you before the existence of the world. He loved you before the existence of the world. The redemption plan was already in place. So my issues of my life now are nothing to the God that said, let there be light. He is your God. He is in full charge. And Simon was quoting from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ. It is always through Christ, isn't it, Simon?
Yeah, no, we can't do anything on your own.
Can't do anything. I can do all things
in
through
your
Ben.
Own flesh. You'll mess up in your own flesh. You won't you? You can't.
I can't do it, can I?
We can't beat the flesh in our own flesh. No. You know, you can. So what happens is when people haven't got Christ in their lives, where do they go to? They go to all sorts of
motivational
speakers who tell you, you know, you
drugs.
Can do this, you can do that, blah blah blah. They go to psychiatrists and they have a thing called, you know, I've got this phobia, I've got this anxiety, I've got this struggle. Come and spend X amount of £1,000 with me, and we'll get over it. But with Christ. It's clearly, if he's living within you, you can do all things through Christ.
So, hallelujah.
So the thing is, Ben, you know, there is God has a will for your life. God has a plan for your life. And as you quite rightly said, before you was even born, God knew exactly.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's powerful.
Yeah.
That is an insurance policy on its own.
And
we're in.
This will blow your mind, Ben. So before we was even in existence, God knew that this time, on this day, we'd be speaking about this subject, and there'd be people out there that he would be speaking to. Now, we don't know who they are. We can't see their faces.
We'll never meet them.
But But maybe right now, right this moment in time, a word from the Lord, a dipping into the scripture. And we've thrown out a load of scriptures there like machine gun bullets.
Exactly.
And maybe it's just going to start to make someone think and maybe change their lives and maybe get them the courage to get through that paper war with Christ.
Have you got the courage? We are encouraging you today, as Joshua was told three times, you know, be of good courage, you know, be strong and courageous. You know, that's a great, great book to read if you are feeling down, if you are feeling worried. God will move in your life, as he done for Joshua, as he done for, and as you see all the way through the 66 books in the Word of God, you know, God will guide you through. I've got a bit of a long stretch of a read, and I feel this is important to read this. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. What shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the ones condemned? No, Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who has raised to life. It is him who is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Verse 35, this is beautiful. What shall we say? Or what shall we say in response to this, the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long, and we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, knowing all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's enormous, isn't it?
Oh, just for a minute, just thinking about that, you know, really, if you've got a God there where nothing's going to separate you from his love, do you think he's going to let you stumble and fall? And he wants you to succeed. He wants you to be the very best that he can make you, so that you can do the will of the Father.
Amen.
Not about you. It's about being used by God.
Yeah, he's already shaped us, isn't he?
Yeah.
He knows our character. So already before time, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Yeah, through Christ.
We have already made it, not because of we, but because of him. Everything is about him. You are a conqueror. On the other side of the mic, you are a child of the living God. You are a son or a daughter, whoever you may be. You may be an atheist, just clicked into this on Spotify or Buzzsprout, wherever on this podcast, and think, what are we talking about? We just want to let you know that God loves you, and you are an overcomer.
I want to just say to anyone out there, because we've just been talking about it while we were grabbing a cup of coffee, that things like words said over you when you was younger, or they can have a real big impact.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting there this morning, I want to speak to you, if you're sitting there this morning thinking, how does God know me?
He know me, Simon?
I'm not worth anything to God. Yeah. I'm not worth anything to anybody. If you're sitting there thinking that this morning, one line in the Bible really hammers it home and tells you how much he loved you, because it says, John 3:16 said, God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ. Anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So that's how much you mean to the God, this enormous, mighty, loving, powerful God.
That's a showstopper on its own.
Yeah.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe. That is so simple to me. All I've got to do is believe. I haven't got to jump up and down, have I, Simon?
No.
I haven't got to run around for leaders and pastors. I just got to believe.
Just got to believe. You don't even have to say a prayer, to be honest with you.
You're right. The scripture is right. It's just believe. When Christ called the fishermen at the shoreline, what did he say to them? Just believe.
Have the courage to believe.
Believe.
And all that beautiful text that Ben said about being more than a conqueror, all that stuff is there for you. So please don't ever think that you're not worthy, you're not useful. God can't see, doesn't see me.
Yeah, he sees.
Let me tell you, he sees you. Wherever you are, he sees you. Amen. He knows you and he loves you because, you know, he wouldn't have given his only son to this earth to be absolutely killed and then rise again if he didn't think he did that for you. Whoever you are, whoever you're listening, Jesus did that for you.
This is too big for comprehension, isn't it? This is too big for. I often believe that when we're educated in such a way we are, education can be a stumbling block to that, what we're talking about, just believe. Because just believing is a place of surrender. Surrender is a place of not going in understanding. It's going in faith. The just shall live by faith. But to get to that position, I've got to leave all my knowledge. I've got to leave everything at the foot of the cross and step into a place where a human being cannot survive because it's in a supernatural place, because God reveals and comes to us. So surrender is a very, very interesting place, because when I surrender, I am completely trusting in the God that I've never seen before. Have I got the courage? Have I got the courage to realize that my life is in his hands? Have I got the courage to let him have everything? Have I got the courage to overcome my fears? Have I got the courage to leave it at the cross? Because I'm an overcomer. Whatever the world says about me, and when I talk about me, this brings everybody into this, knowing all things we are. Romans 8:37. We are. You are an overcomer and you are a conqueror through him who loved us. You've made it.
That last few words say it all, don't you?
Does.
Through him who loves us. You're not a conqueror in your own strength. You're not a conqueror in your own body. You're not a conqueror because you're part of this club or that club. You're a conqueror through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we, you know, Jesus, he came, he had the most enormous impact that any man had ever had on the face of this earth.
Yeah.
He died for my sin, for your sin, but he rose again to save us.
Amen.
And he led us to, if you follow him, he'll lead you to the Father.
Simon, do you find this mind-blowing? That we're talking a bit about salvation as well. So he died for my sins, my historical, my sins now in the present, and what lies ahead. So three nows were driven in. I class them as, I put them in these boxes because it's the way that I work. One now was for my history, one now is for my present, and one now is for my future.
Yeah.
We are saved. Whatever way we look at this, we cannot save ourselves, can we? Salvation is a gift, it is given. So when we bring all this stuff together, when we look at this massive overlay of salvation and what it actually brings to the... Have you got the courage to say to yourself, I'm a conqueror. I've made it. I can overcome because he loves me and it is he that has given me life. My sins are not going to send me to hell. My sins are not going to hold me back because they've been covered by the three nails of Calvary. You are chosen. Do you realize that you're chosen? Do you realize that you may be dipping in and out of faith or Christianity? It's not that your mind is deciding to choose, because no mind can choose a holy God. The holy God has decided before the very beginning of time existing, that you was going to be a son and a daughter of the living God, because he loves you and he chose you. So automatically you are a conqueror because he has saved you. But now I've got to get my mind in this position of realizing that, have I got the courage to step out in faith, to overcome? Because when I step out in faith, I'm stepping out in courage, aren't I? I'm stepping out, I'm an overcomer. Now, you've got to be careful with that, haven't you? Because you could easily use that as a motivational drive. You're great, you are. You can overcome everything.
Well, that's putting yourself in the center.
Yes.
And that's not what any of this means. That's not what the Bible means. The Bible means is putting Jesus at the centre.
Yeah, yeah.
And every single page, Jesus is there. So we're putting Jesus at the centre. So we can't overcome these things by ourselves, but we can be a more than a conqueror, and we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us by putting Jesus at the centre. Really, you know, otherwise we have a choice to make, don't we? Because otherwise we go, you know, we stay in the flesh.
Do you think that's why we've got a lot of burnout? Why people are burnt out? Because everything that we're told is that you can do it. And we go in the flesh and we live by the flesh and we live by adrenaline. We live by materialism. We are driven by all this stuff in social circumstances in life. We are driven by the world, and a lot of stuff is done in the flesh. We get exhausted. Do you think that's why we've got a lot of burnt out in leaders and in church and in business? Because we've gone in our own strength and not in His strength.
Yeah, totally. You if you're going in your own strength, there's only a limit to where you can go and what you can do, you know. But to go in with the strength of Christ,
amen.
It don't matter what qualifications you've got. It don't matter, you know, how many motivational videos you've watched. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money you've paid to a psychiatrist. But if you go in the strength of Christ, then we can do all things.
Because we can do all things.
Christ has given us that strength.
Amen. You know,
we keep our hands to the plough, we keep looking forward and keep moving forward.
Praise God.
We're in our own track.
You know, yes, Lord.
We're in our own, on our own road, and Christ is opening the doors for us.
Amen.
But it's having the courage to look at the world and say, that's not for me. I'm going to follow Jesus.
I'm for the Lord. I'm following Jesus.
Yeah.
So straight away again, to realise that, have I got the courage to overcome? To have the courage to overcome, I've got to have the courage also to surrender. Because when I surrender, I automatically kickstart this presence of the Lord. This is very difficult to put in a language that I'm feeling in my spirit, but thanks be to God that He will be able to get me to articulate this. So when I say I'm an overcomer, I'm not saying it in the flesh. I'm saying it because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And through Him, I can, in my physical, overcome every trial, every temptation, everything, because He is my strength and my rock.
And we give the praise and glory to the Lord, don't we?
And you said something very important. He takes the glory.
So we can take the encouragement, and my words, you know, when you've overcome something, you're going to be encouraged, because even a small step is massive, isn't it? So, but God gets the glory, doesn't He?
Yeah, because the scripture says,
God gets the glory.
I will not share my glory with no one. He does not share His glory with no human being, no preacher, no teacher, no denomination, no one.
And as soon as you say, my friends, look what I've done,
I'm back to the starting blocks.
We're in trouble.
I'm in trouble. So that comes back again very quickly to the Garden of Gethsemane. It comes back again to the prophet that said, I went down to the potter's house and there I saw clay in the master's hands. Lord, my prayer today is keep me on the potter's wheel. Shape me, mold me into the earthen vessel that you want me to be. Because being in the master's hands is a beautiful place to be. He is shaping. He is the crafter. He is the master at work. He is your God, and He is shaping you. He knows your character. He knows my character. He knows Simon's character. And He knows what He's doing to us. But I think that in church at this moment, within the UK, there are lockdown measures happening just before the week before Christmas. I see that there's a lot of fear still in churches. And I pray that wherever you may be, if your churches and your church leaders are deciding to lock the doors, I do believe this is a moment for you to get into the Word of God. We've got to be in the Word of God, because you are an overcomer. We can overcome. This is a plague. This is scriptural. We are at end times, and we've got to have the encouragement to encourage one another. You know, it's very important that you realize that you are an overcomer, not because of you, but because of Him.
Ben, you're exactly right. And we have an enemy out there who wants to tell you can't do things. He doesn't want you to overcome things. So we have an enemy that's continually whispering, do you think you can do that? Do you think you're good enough to do that? Are you sure you can do that? Who do you think you are? You're not going to do that. Well, this Jesus, he ain't going to help you. You know, we have an enemy who's coming at us all the time, haven't we?
From every level.
Unless we truly have embraced Christ as our Lord and Saviour, then we're not going to know the power in these words. You know, if you're sitting out there and you know you haven't made a decision for Christ, then look what it says in Galatians 5. It says, now the works of the flesh are evident. So what have I got to overcome? It says the works of the flesh are evident. It says adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, just so I told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, those things I've just read out were the Apostle Paul wrote them when he wrote them, but they could be as fresh today as when he wrote them.
It's as fresh, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's as fresh. So all them thousands of years ago, the scripture says, his word is alive. His word is sharper than a double-edged sword. His word is always changing from glory to glory. His word, when I say changing, I don't mean the way that his word is changing, but what I mean is his word is changing. His word is actually changing us. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but we change from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So through God's word, it is always reshaping me. It is always challenging me. It is always encouraging me. Have I got the courage and the faith to realise, no matter what, I am an overcomer?
And have you got the courage to ask the Holy Spirit, what do I need to overcome to make my life, And when we ask the Holy Spirit, one of these things might pop up here. Idolatry. What are you putting before God?
What are you putting?
What are you putting before the Lord? You know, lewdness. What, you know, is your language correct? I don't know.
Yeah.
Jealousies, outbursts of wrath. Are you an angry person? I don't know.
We can all see something within us, can't we?
Yeah. And I'll go back to the time that I said to my wife, I'm not an arrogant man anymore, am I? And the look she gave me was got a long way to go.
You're a work in progress. Yeah.
But he goes on to say in Galatians 5:22 that, see, when you're born again, spiritful believer, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. Patience is long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So, so we've got all this. We've been given all this. So when you make a decision to accept Jesus Christ in your life, you turn away from all the wrong stuff. You repent of that stuff. You confess it and repent of it. When you've got this stuff,
Thank you, Jesus.
In your life,
yes, Lord,
you don't have to be condemned, because the enemy is going to keep coming at you and go, did you just think that? What did you say there? Yeah. Blah blah blah. You don't have to, because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, which it says in Romans 8:1. So we can embrace Jesus, and we can do all things through Christ.
Come on. Yes,
who strengthens us, so we can reach that paper wall. And if there's something on that wall that we keep banging, we can't get through it, Jesus, get through it.
Come on.
With me. And he'll go before you. We don't run in front of him. We don't walk beside him. We walk one step behind him, and he's going to go through that, disintegrate it, and we're going to burst through it, aren't we, Ben? Do you know?
We certainly are. And timings are critical, aren't they?
Massive, yeah.
So there's so much in this, isn't it? Firstly, I understand what Simon has said in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is now no condemnation. So we're not condemned. We're not condemned because one sacrifice once and for all by the blood of the Lamb. You are not condemned by Christ. The world will tell you all types of things about you, but Christ is telling you, that's my son and that's my daughter. They are my children. We're here because of his goodwill and his good purpose and his good pleasure. You have the power. Now, be careful what I'm saying. When I say you have the power, only because he is living within you, you have the power to overcome because he has already overcome because of the cross of Calvary. So wherever you are today, you are more than a conqueror through him. We can do this. Yeah. You are a chapter. Oh, you've got to be so careful, haven't you? Because it can be taken out of.
We're on a tightrope, aren't we?
Because we can do all things, you know, and we are conquerors, and we can make it, and we will make it because he has already gone before us, not because of we are bigging ourselves up and we are making ourselves little gods.
I think we made that clear here, haven't we?
I think I'm going to reference this scripture. A wretched man am I, you know, but I die to self.
Yeah.
And that has to be every moment, because when I die to self, it nails everything again to the cross, now to the cross.
Galatians 2:20 sums it up, doesn't it?
I'm in.
I don't live, but Christ who lives in me.
Isn't that lovely when you think?
I've been crucified with Christ. It's not I that live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in him.
By faith.
Who loves me, you know. So you... That's the key to it. And if we keep remembering,
yeah,
Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, not my will, but your will be done. If we keep remembering those words, then we'll stay on the track, won't we?
Keep me in the garden. Simon said, keep us on the track. Keep us focused. Keep us in. Keep us just resting in him. He is the King of glory. He is your God. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. He is your everything. And because he is our everything, for I am convinced, in verse 38 of Romans chapter 8, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are more than conquerors because of his love. You are an overcomer because of the blood of the Lamb. Your name is stamped in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are not saved because of how great you are. I'm not saved because of how great I may think I am. I am saved because he chose us.
Yeah.
So if he's chose us, we're conquerors.
We're conquerors, yeah.
We're conquerors.
But only through him that loves us.
Everything is through him, you know.
Look, it says in Galatians 6, Ben, it says, for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
Yeah.
But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. So,
yeah. Isn't it easy to big yourself up? It's easy to make yourself a king when actually I'm just a servant. I'm a slave to righteousness. That's what when I come to understand, I'm a slave to righteousness. That's quite a hard, when you think about that, using the word slavery in the time in which we live in 2021 against human exploitation and all the razzmatazz that goes with that, which is right. But actually, I have been bought with a price. And yes. the price was the blood of Christ. So I do not belong to me. I do not belong to my family. I do not belong to my wife. I do not belong to my children. I do not belong to the world. I do not belong to the government. I am a child of the living God. You have been bought. You know, there was a ransom. There was a ransom for your life. There was a switching. There was a deal. There was a deal done before the very beginning of time. And It doesn't matter how you feel about yourself. It doesn't matter how many times we beat ourselves up and we live a life of trying to reach the bar that the world puts. It's impossible. You are a conqueror in the kingdom of God. You are loved unconditionally. Can we encourage you this morning to rise up? You know, the scripture says, I'll rise on wings as of eagles. You know, rise up above the cloud line of life. Rise up into the sunset. You are chosen. No matter how you feel about yourself, and you are an overcomer.
You are an overcomer, yeah. You can overcome through Christ. And we must remember this, Ben, that man was never made to be worshipped. He was never made to be worshipped. And that's correct. Why we see so many people crash and burn. That's why we see so many people, you know, dive off the precipice of life into drugs and addictions and alcohol and goodness knows what, Ben. Because right now we are in a celebrity culture that really wants to glorify anything that puts your name in lights on any part of social media or any platform. But man was never made to be worshipped. And it's very, very interesting, isn't it? As soon as you see people that have said they're more famous than God, and there's
it's
a dangerous place to be, because, you know, they've all crashed and burned.
They've all crashed and burned.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
Yeah.
You've been bought. And like Simon said, the amount of celebrities that said that they're bigger than Jesus, they're more powerful than Jesus, even Pharaoh. Look what Pharaoh said to Moses and Aaron in the Old Testament, where Moses and Aaron said, look, we're going to go for a festival. We want 3 days where we can leave this place. We want to go and worship. We want to go and praise. We want to have a sacrifice, 3 days. Can we go into the wilderness, Pharaoh? He said, who is your God? And Pharaoh found out who God was.
Listen, Ben, with the enemy, there's no free lunches.
There's no enemy, free.
There's always a price to pay.
Yeah.
And there's people out there who've chosen the enemy rather than choosing Jesus.
And
there's a little bit of success for a short time.
A minute.
But he'll want something from them. And he'll call. Because he always comes calling.
Because the flesh loves the lights. The flesh always loves Las Vegas.
I've given you this, now I want this from you.
You've made it. Look at you. Look what you've built. Look what you've done. This is all you. This is all. You're great, you are. You're wonderful, you are. Thank you, Pastor. What a lovely sermon. You're lovely, Pastor. Thank you so much for your... Oh, Lord. What a dangerous area to tread in.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
As soon as you believe your own press cuttings, and you're a legend in your own lunchtime, you're in trouble.
My press cuttings. You know? Oh, dear me.
I mean, I go back to that fate that... That great man, Charles Spurgeon, when he walked off the stage and a man came up to him and said, Mr. Spurgeon, you spoke great today. He said, I know I did, because the devil's just told me so. And we got to be very careful.
Yes, yeah.
We have to be very careful, Ben, because we have to check our motivation at all.
What is the purpose? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, and I haven't overcome this, you know, I've overcome this maybe fear of flying, it may be fear of this. I haven't overcome this through myself, I've overcome it with Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is the one that gets the glory. And I love it when sportsmen, and we see it more in boxing than anything else. You know, and they wherever it is, if it's a smaller sportsman, they shut them down. But when you're the champion of the world, a boxing hero, what do you say about that? I first of all want to thank my Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
And you can hear the media like,
don't like that.
Don't mention the word Jesus. Oh, it's really interesting. I think we need, as leaders, I think we need to be really careful when we say things like, I have built this church. This is my ministry. This is me. This is, you know, we've got to be really careful.
But we do see it, don't we, Ben?
We see it.
And we hear it all the time. I saw a post the other day from a guy. You know, I love this guy, but... He said, this is my ministry. And really, it's not.
We're instruments, aren't we? Yeah, we're instruments.
It's God's ministry.
It's God's work.
And he will use you or close you down as he sees fit. And if he sees, it may not be instantly, but if he sees your heart is not pointing towards him, how can he use you? How can he use you, you know, long term? And then we've spoke before, haven't we? You know, because... You'll get so far, and there'll be maybe a little bit of blessing there for you. But if you give your whole heart to the Lord and come before Him, and not my will but Your will be done, Father, as we've said so many times, God will be. He's sitting there, and He's gone. What?
What?
That, he gets my attention.
Did you hear that?
Let's start to use him. Let's have a look at him closely. Let's see if he's on the right, keeps on the right track. But we're going to use him. And when you've been used by the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you know, Ben, don't you? Yeah. And I know when we're out doing the Lord's will, when you're standing.
Wow.
Nothing else matters in the world.
Nothing else matters.
I've gone out and all.
You've been obedient. You've delivered.
Yeah.
You've listened and you've. And it's them one-to-ones. It's not the platform performance. It's the one-to-one that no one ever sees. The quiet stuff.
That's the stuff that gets you prepared
for
the other stuff.
For the other stuff.
Yeah. And I've gone out when there's turmoil going on all around you. Yeah, there's stuff coming in. There's messages coming in.
Breaking out.
Yeah, it's all going off.
You're under fire. You're in trouble.
You're in trouble, but... And you've got a choice. Do I step out? Or maybe not, because...
Do I preach the message of faith when actually my life doesn't reflect that in the physical? The home doesn't reflect that? There is discord, the family is disjointed, the church is going through a crisis, there are things happening in the world, people are losing jobs. And to go out and to speak faith and to speak encouragement, even when your own life doesn't look quite godly and right, because it can't look godly and right.
Well, here's the thing, Ben. You hit the nail on the head. You know, I was standing outside a prison, hide down, which is a men's prison. I was going to speak on a Sunday morning a few years ago, and I had a good week. You know, I things weren't particularly great, and I just said to the Lord, I ain't right today. You know, I'm not right for you to use me today. You know, if there's a door you can shut, you know, because I'm not, don't feel worthy today. And he came back and I just sensed him saying, when have you ever been worthy?
When are you ever going to be
worthy? When are you ever going to be perfect? But I'm going to use you today. And step out in faith and just open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit just speak.
I know the feeling. I know that I'm in that position more than ever before. Oh God, I've made a mistake. Lord, I've said something. I've done something. I've looked at something. I've been in something. I've trodden something. I've argued. I've been backbiting. I've done this. I've done that. I've done everything. God, I've got to step into this. Oh, I don't feel worthy. But then you're never going to be. That is the power of repentance, and that's what is loved so much by this God of Israel. Our hearts.
And that
being truthful,
and that's when you can do all things through Christ.
Because when I confess,
confession
is breakthrough.
But then,
not breakdown, but
breakthrough. But then the other side of that, when you've delivered a sermon or a talk, that half the time you don't even know what you're saying because the Lord's the Holy Spirit's just downloading it.
Yeah,
and you step off the stage and you go.
I've hit something there,
just,
Lord.
You just go back.
Go back.
Don't See, you?
This is the power of repentance, isn't it? This is the power that we come to the cross daily. We come to the cross, well, my life, every second. You know, I feel like I'm just always bowed at the cross, but I feel safe just bowed at the cross and saying, Lord, I can't do this. I'm tired. I haven't got the answers. I don't know what way. People are looking to me, and I don't know. Can you help? What a posture to be in.
That's the key, isn't it? You know, I remember, again, I mean, prisons for me, speaking, and are always a challenge because, obviously, being a police officer for a long time, you just don't know.
You don't know whose eyes are off you, know.
Eyes are off the reaction, you know. But I was up in Newcastle, and there's a big prison there, and I was speaking to the vulnerable prisoners. Now, these are either the sex offenders or men that have had to be separated. Mm-hmm. And there was about 60 of them. And I looked out, and you know, you can get judgmental.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Because, these, you don't know what crimes they've done. And I just put my head in my hands, and I said, Lord, I said, how am I going to speak to these? And as I looked up, and this is the truth. As I looked up, there was about 60 of them, and I saw 60 faces of little boys.
Wow!
And God's saying to me, "These are my sons, and I love them."
Wow, goodness.
And that got me through that, yeah, and yeah, I was yeah. able to speak to them.
To speak.
Yeah. But it just shows you, shows you that, you know, you can't do stuff in your own strength.
I can't.
You need the strength of the Spirit of the Lord and Jesus and the Lord looking over you, because they'll all come together to get you to that place, you know.
Yeah. This is big stuff, isn't it? So the courage to overcome, it's for every one of us to realise that we are overcomers already. And all I've got to do is just keep walking. I just got to keep walking, because when I walk by faith, the steps of a good person are ordained by the Lord. So every foothold that is before me, he has already trodden. He has already made that footplace. He has already made that area. You know, have we got the courage? Have we got the courage to go, do you know what? I can do this because he has already done it. The courage to go, yes, Lord.
The courage to listen
yeah.
to your Lord and Saviour rather than listen to what the enemy is trying to throw at you. And through him and with him and because of him, you can go through that paper, or you can overcome that stuff.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be what the world says you are.
That's right.
You don't have to be what your parents have said you are, what your sports teachers said you are. And we're going to go into this deeper, these words, in another podcast. But right now, you don't have to be that person.
Praise
you
God.
Can be that more than a conqueror through him that loves you.
And that is scripture speaking. That's not Simon.
No.
Simon is the voice piece. I'm a voice piece. You are a voice piece. You can, not because of your education, not because of anything in your life that you've done, but because of what he has done at the cross. Simon, we've reached the finish line on this, haven't we?
Oh, that's lovely. That was a lovely. I'm really encouraged with that. And I know that, and that's hit hard on some people out there.
It has. It's hit hard on me.
It's hit hard on me, and then it's shown us that we're more than a conqueror, and we can overcome. But in another podcast, we're going to talk about the courage to encourage, and that is going to be an extension of what we just spoke about today. But if you're out there today, and we're moving into the new year, we pray that you'll take that courage to overcome fears, stuff, nonsense, confess it, get rid of it, move through it, smash that paper wall down with Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We've reached it. Have a wonderful Christmas wherever you may be, and a happy new year to all of our brothers and sisters, to all the atheists. May God bless you and strengthen you. To all the agnostics, God is with every one of us. Have a wonderful time wherever you are on planet Earth. You've been listening to Simon Pinchbeck, myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, here at hashtag Christian Straight Talk, straight out the barrel of truth. We will catch you soon, in Jesus' name. Amen.